Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. In Huron County, in a dramatic turn inside Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case took an unexpected detour. Rachel Marie Clark, facing charges of home invasion in a second degree and lying to a police officer, was presented with a plea deal by prosecutors. The offer: waive her preliminary examination, plead guilty to both counts as a habitual offender, pay full restitution in exchange for no further habitual offender notices. But in a strategic move that has legal observers buzzing, Clark's defense team played a different hand. While agreeing to waive the preliminary exam, effectively fast-tracking the case to circuit court, they pointedly rejected the plea offer. This bold maneuver avoids an immediate guilty plea to serious charges, buying crucial time for the defense to strategize while still moving the process forward. The case is now bound for circuit court for arraignment on April 20th at 9 a.m., leaving the door open for future negotiations or a full trial. Also in Huron County, in a significant development from Huron County District Court, presided over by Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case has just seen a pivotal turn. Jason Daniel Conkey, initially charged with second-degree home invasion, has struck a deal that reshapes the prosecution's path. Conkey has agreed to waive his preliminary examination and plead to the reduced charge of breaking and entering a building with intent. The strategic concession: he'll testify truthfully against any co-defendants. This move not only dismisses the original, more severe felony charge and bypasses a habitual offender notice, but it also transforms a defendant into a key witness for the state. It's a tactical win for prosecutors, securing the conviction and potentially opening doors to further cases. Conkey is now slated for arraignment in circuit court on April 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m., with his bond remaining in place, a legal chess match indeed playing out in our local courts. When we come back after this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
The Hemi is back, and now you can get the only American-made truck covered by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's right, 10 years or 100,000 miles, and it's truck month at More Motors in Cairo. This is Denny King, the King of Cars. Don't settle for anything less. Get the truck that works harder, rides smoother, and holds value better from More Motors in Cairo. No other American-made truck has a warranty for a decade. Stellantis is even reimbursing everyone who buys now through the end of March 6% sales tax on the MSRP. If you want a truck that works like a beast and rides like a luxury SUV, you buy a Ram, period. The savings don't stop there. The Chrysler Pacifica is the best-selling minivan in the country, and you can get up to $3,500 off sticker for a limited time at More Motors in Cairo. Why am I the King of Cars? Because when people visit our showroom, you get the local hometown experience from people who genuinely care about you and make sure to find you the perfect vehicle for your needs. This is Denny King, the King of Cars. Come see why More Motors in Cairo has maintained award-winning customer service and has been serving the Thumb for 61 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at Saginaw County, a former teacher at Michigan Lutheran Seminary has admitted to a series of sex crimes involving a student, bringing a swift turn in a case that had been heading toward trial. 31-year-old Carl Boder entered guilty pleas to 9 charges in court Thursday, avoiding a pretrial hearing that had been scheduled just hours earlier. The charges span a range of offenses, including criminal sexual conduct with a student, possession and distribution of abusive material, and using a digital communication to facilitate the crimes. Prosecutors say the victim was 17 years old at the time of the incidents, which took place over the summer. Boda resigned from the school in August and was later arrested in December. His bond remains set at $1 million. Boda now faces a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 5 years, with the most serious charge carrying a potential penalty of up to 15 years behind bars. His attorney says the decision to plead guilty was made to spare the victim and her family from further trauma, bringing the case that shook a school community one step closer to sentencing. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.